With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. House Republican leaders took a victory lap after passing the big, beautiful bill Thursday and sending it to the White House. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has more.
Speaker Mike Johnson told reporters he knew this conference would pass the largest tax cut legislation in history.
The question was, why? Why did you do that? Why did you think that was possible? Because it sums up with one word. It's belief.
Majority Leader Steve Scalise said it took a lot of work to bring this to the House floor.
We just thought about those families who entrusted us with their vote, and we had to deliver for them. We figured out a way to come together. People you never would have thought showing up voting yes.
The bill now moves on to the White House for the president's signature. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
President Trump is pulling back weapons support for Ukraine. As he was departing for a speech in Iowa, President Trump explained why he pulled back on weapons.
We haven't. We're giving weapons, but we've given so many weapons. But we are giving weapons, and we're working with them and trying to help them. But we haven't. You know, Biden emptied out our whole country giving them weapons. And we have to make sure that we have enough for ourselves.
The president also said he spoke to Russian President Vladimir Putin on the telephone today. Dr. Joseph Giordano, a surgeon who played a central role in saving President Ronald Reagan's life after an assassination attempt in 1981, has died. He was 84. Giordano was in charge of George Washington University Hospital's trauma teams that treated Reagan when he arrived, suffering from a serious gunshot wound to the chest. Over the course of several dramatic hours, doctors stabilized Reagan, retrieved a bullet an inch from his heart, and stanched massive internal bleeding. This is SRN News. LGBT groups are taking aim at baptism.
A growing number of gay pride events now feature an opportunity for de-baptism, a public ceremony during which homosexuals reject the baptism they received when they were younger. The practice is also being promoted by organizations such as the Satanic Temple. The latest example of de-baptism took place last month in Michigan at the Lansing Pride Festival, where a number of people underwent so-called de-baptism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new AP NARC poll finds 45% of adults oppose religious exemptions for childhood vaccines that are required for students attending public schools, while roughly one quarter are in favor and about 3 in 10 are neutral. Most adults also say freedom of religion is extremely or very important to the United States identity as a nation, and people are about evenly divided on vouchers. This is SRN News. NASA has discovered an interstellar comet that's wandered into our backyard.
The space agency spotted the object with the Sky Surveying Atlas Telescope in Chile and has confirmed it was a comet from another star system. It's only the third known interstellar object to pass through our solar system. This newest visitor is 416 million miles from the sun, out near Jupiter. The comet will make its closest approach to the sun in October, venturing no closer than Mars and posing no threat to Earth. Astronomers around the world are monitoring the comet to determine its size and shape. John Scott reporting.
Famed Mexican boxer Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has been arrested for entering the U.S. illegally and will be deported to Mexico, where he faces organized crime charges. He was arrested in Studio City, California. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.